95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This comes out of Pennsylvania. A 24-year-old man said another man aimed a cell phone camera at him while the two men were using the bathroom next to each other.
Dude, not cool, man.
So they're both using a urinal.
Uh-huh.
And one guy pulls out his phone.
He's going to start filming the event.
First, he takes a picture, and then he starts taking video.
Come on, man.
I don't know exactly.
I don't know. What universe is that okay
in? I don't know.
Who would do such a thing?
Stryker.
Even similar.
State police said the incident happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
You would think this would be a 3 a.m.
Yeah,
thing.
Right. On a Friday night.
Right.
With a bunch of people coming in.
Happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
It's suspected the 25-year-old suspect took a photograph and recorded a video. No arrests have been announced yet.
I don't want to see the video, but is it out there?
Has
it been?
I don't think
published?
So.
Is there? We have audio.
I don't. Oh, we have audio of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should
it's
we
a report.
Take
yeah.
A 95.5. Was that it?
That wasn't it.
That
no,
wasn't
you
it?
Pulled up the wrong
That's
file.
That's weird. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Police are now working to identify a suspect who allegedly took a photograph and recorded video of a man as the victim used the men's
victim. Well, she can use the word victim. Why can't other people?
Listen.
Bathroom inside of a local
victim.
Sheets.
Once you,
that
ha-
a Sheets?
Once you
what is going on?
Sheets is a restaurant or a fast food place or
okay,
something. It's the name
terrible.
Of the business. Yes, agreed.
That happened Wednesday afternoon. State police said the 24-year-old victim and the 25-year-old suspect were using the bathroom right next to each other when this happened. The victim said he saw the suspect aim a cell phone camera at him. So far, no arrest.
I bet he had to use the wide-angle lens. That's what I'd be. So, you know, as I recall, though.
How dare you.
And you brought up poor Stryker doing this. But as I recall,
Stryker videoed me. When it was after Coachella one night. Uh-huh. We'd gone to a, if I remember correctly, it's hard to remember because we'd had a drink or 10.
After Coachella, I can't imagine.
I think we went to a tiger party, a party where there was a tiger at.
Wow.
I think.
That's like from the 40s, man.
I don't remember.
That's old school Hollywood.
And it was at the IHOP
in
La Quinta.
Terrible, first
yes,
of all.
Right.
Shame
Agreed.
On him. But
Agreed.
As I recall, someone used to sit in public bathroom stalls with a tape recorder and ask people who came
yeah,
in to
that,
sit
yeah.
down and random weird questions.
Yeah, I did bathroom interviews.
And then
yeah.
put it on the radio.
I couldn't be happier that got outlawed.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard anybody do on the radio, dude. So you used to sit down in a bathroom stall with a list of questions and a tape recorder and
yes.
wait for people to come in and start
yes.
using the bathroom.
Yes.
So they're trapped for a little while.
And then I would make it as uncomfortable as possible. There's two times that I was horrified. Once I said, low five.
Did you get one?
Yes.
Oh, no. Really?
That's one.
Wow.
And the other one just made me feel like an awful person, which I was, because I was able to talk my way. I said, there was an old man that was sitting next to me, and I was like, I don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. And he goes, hey, come to our place.
Oh.
An old dude invited me to come to his place for Thanksgiving.
While he was pooping.
I'm an asshole.
How'd you get out of it?
I just said, oh, no, thank you anyway. I appreciate it, but I need to.
Well, that's good to know that there are people out there that can be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
That's the best thing
it
ever.
It was great.
We need to bring that back.
Nope.
Illegal or not.
Nope.
Now. I don't
nope.
care.
Nope.
Bringing that bit back.
Nope.
Head down to the bathroom downstairs.
Nope.
So as I understand it, you just got a tweet from Stryker who says he's willing to help out do more of those bathroom interviews.
No, he didn't say that. He said thanks for the shout out.
No,
but
I believe he said
no.
he'd meet
it's
you
illegal.
Downstairs.
I would love that, but it's illegal.
Illegal, schmilegal. Yeah. Who cares?
We have $1,800 to give away.
Jimmy Kimmel used to be your security guard on those
Why
recording
you not stop
sessions.
Talking about
because that was my favorite bits ever. It was hilarious.
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel was my security.
That's awesome. A friend of mine said, oh, well, I guess he's come up a little in the world since those days.
A smidge, yes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, we have our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Raw. I mean, I thought that guy was going to win. I thought he knew it for sure.
And it's worth $5,000 this hour.
Because he didn't.
He did not get it.
So $5,000 it's up to.
A Florida fisherman is lucky to be alive today because...
Florida!
Yep. Guy in Florida. What a surprise. Yeah, he was nearly attacked by a giant alligator while fishing in the Everglades. Guy's name is Tommy Lee.
Wait, Tommy Lee?
He was hunting for...
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue?
No, no.
This is like a whole new The Dirt. Right on, Tommy Lee!
No, this
what
is...
What was he doing in Florida?
This is just a guy named Tommy Lee. It happens to have his name. He was fishing.
Yeah.
And a big-ass... alligator
right.
emerged from the water and started charging him.
Charging Tommy Lee.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, Tommy, dude, what are you doing out there anyway fishing? I mean, that's what's out there. All these alligators and stuff. I'd be like, it's not worth trying even.
I mean, it chased him.
Oh, my God.
And then Tommy Lee had his GoPro on. Right. Not that one.
And Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
No. He had his GoPro on.
Right.
And he said, you got to be careful here. This is where the scariness begins. And he fell. And then he starts like crawling away from the alligator. It didn't get him. In the end, he turned around and just went back in the water. But
right,
almost.
Yeah.
Hello,
Rippin. Hey, did I hear my name? Yeah,
Tommy Lee.
Sluggo, Kevin. It's your old friend Tommy Lee. Yeah, rock and roll.
Yeah, dude, are you all right? I told you it was Tommy Lee. I knew it.
You're so right, Sluggo. Yeah.
What happened, if you could tell us from first-hand information then, Tommy?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I go down to Florida a couple times a month for my drum circle with Jason Bonham and Max Weinberg. You know, we do a Bayou drum circle, and we just, you know, it's all about life in the fast lane, rocking and rolling, you know, guitar picks, hot chicks, drumsticks.
And alligators.
And alligators, yeah. And, it, you know... When you're down there in the bayou, man, you got to understand, like, like, crocs are going to come and alligators, so it's not my first encounter. I remember one time, me, John Bon Jovi, and Geddy Lee made an alligator airtight. And,
That did not happen.
Survived. Yeah, it just survived. A lot of meat there, you know? Rock and roll. But this one cruised up on me. I was like, whoa.
Right.
And I was normally a lot more mobile, but I was wearing my leather pants, you know.
Like you do when you go fishing. Sure. Yeah. And you're Tommy Lee. Yeah. Yeah.
My mobility was a bit compromised, you know. And I couldn't get away too quick. Luckily, I got a glory hole in my leather pants.
That's nice.
Anaconda,
good.
And I was able to batter it into the ground like a tent spike. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
Tommy, thanks for calling in, man. We're glad safe.
Yeah, rock and roll.
We are dead center in the middle of an Aerosmith twofer on KLOS, but that doesn't stop us. It stopped her, though. Gotta let that dog out.
Watching a pursuit.
Kevin hates high-speed pursuits.
I love them.
And just pulled her over in the San Fernando Valley on the freeway there.
And I love all the people that give me a heads up on Twitter.
It's very cool. I think it's Devorah. You know that song?
It sort of looks like her. Yeah.
Yeah. Devorah, what are you doing out there, man?
I've been driving the wrong way all day. Kind of looks like her. She has a
really does.
Dog, too.
Yeah, it's very cute. He's still in the car. Out. What a good dog staying in the car, baby. Oh, poor dog. I was just thinking.
That car's a mess.
I was just thinking if they try and take her down or whatever, that dog's going to come get them.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, they just went away from it.
In Toronto, a woman living in downtown found an unknown man inside her apartment.
Oh, that's always fun.
Wearing her clothes.
Oh, no. Was it Dr. Frankenfurter?
And cooking a meal.
I'm home.
Right. When she got home Monday night.
Well, that's fun. What was she? What exactly was she wearing? Do you know? Was it delicate under things? Was it a gown?
At the time, police said that a 33-year-old woman returned home and found the man inside the apartment. Mm-hmm. I don't know
the exact garments.
It's alleged that the gentleman accused had cooked the meal. Stolen personal items and was wearing clothing items belonging to the female.
Was he cooking it for her?
Or? It doesn't say who he was cooking it for.
Dude, we don't want your damn food. Get the hell out. Leave the clothes.
You're in
here.
My apartment.
Yeah, take those out. Well,
wearing
take them
my
off.
Clothes. Yeah. Wouldn't you rather he stole your clothes?
That'd be so much better.
Than wear them?
That'd be so
because
much
because you're going to toss them out anyway.
Oh, you're going to burn them.
Because he's
ritualistically.
Wearing them.
Yeah.
That just doesn't seem cool.
No, they're uncleanable. That is not very
going to.
You're never going to get the stank off that.
But that's not just throw it in the washer, washing machine.
Right.
That's not going to do it.
I wonder how he chose her. Like, he'd seen her. her like wearing something cool. And he's like, I need to wear that.
She's got great clothes. It doesn't say that.
Wow.
His name is Robert Anthony Stumpo.
The dickweed.
Boo. 35 years old. Yeah. And he broke into her home and put on her clothes and cooked dinner.
What would you do if you came home and someone was wearing your favorite T-shirt and shorts? Grown men who wear shorts to work.
And making dinner?
Dinner. You'd probably like the dinner part.
I would say, hey, what are you making?
If they're enchiladas, first, I'll put them in the fridge for a week or two and have them after a while.
No, I can't. I can't imagine. But what we want is to take some phone calls from people who had their house broken into.
Yeah.
But nothing was stolen.
Yeah.
In this particular case, nothing was stolen.
Right.
He was wearing her clothes.
Right.
Which makes them unusable.
Right.
But he didn't get in and out. He wasn't rushing. He took his time. He was making a meal.
Making a meal.
Yes.
That is a particularly weird bit. Yeah, yeah, that's very
odd. Somebody broke into your house and didn't steal anything. What did they do?
And what would you do? Would you keep those clothes? Would you? How would you feel about that?
I would not. I would burn those clothes.
Yeah, definitely. I might burn him if I got a chance. Hold on. I'll be right back. I can get my flamethrower.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, we were talking about a man that broke into a woman's house, put on her clothes, and made dinner. Somebody broke into your house, sir?
Yeah, this is Mike. I want to tell you a story of somebody in my house.
Yeah. Somebody broke into your house. Tell us.
We live next to one of those all-boys, bad boys schools, and somebody got out, and they went swimming in our pool. I came downstairs in the middle of the night. He was on the phone eating a bowl of cereal, playing video games.
Wow. That's crazy to me because your instinct, my thought was, is if you break into a house, your instinct is, I got to get out of here as fast as possible.
Right. But you didn't spend any time in juvie.
I didn't.
You're
not that's true. I wouldn't use the pool and then sit downstairs eating cereal, playing video games. What did you do?
As soon as I went down, he just ran out. And they never found him again.
Oh, so man.
Maybe he went home, maybe got a ride. Who knows?
What did you do to him?
They never found him again. He just sort of vanished from the earth. Odd. We have a little mound in the backyard now, but thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. That's crazy.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Somebody broke into your house?
They did. I was living in Dallas. Came home, door was open, kicked open, and started looking around the house. Everything was ransacked. Was a complete mess. Stuff thrown everywhere.
Right.
And even my guitar was by the front door where they kicked in. They didn't even take the guitar. I don't know if they even got anything from my roommates. I don't think they did.
So they just wandered in and sort of trashed the joint.
They said, this place is too clean. And they destroyed it.
They helped you out. But they didn't steal or mess up your guitar.
No, and it was right there by the front door, ready to go.
Well, I guess they're not the worst creatures on Earth. Because unless they're John Belushi, smashing a guitar is just plain not cool, man. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Someone wandered into your house and maybe put on your clothes. We want to hear about
it. Made you a meal?
Made you a meal. Turned you into a meal. That's one of them fun time records. Everybody have a good time and party. Woo! This KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We're talking about people broke into your house but didn't steal anything.
Right.
Oddly. You have one of those stories?
Well, essentially, I'm happy about my break-in.
Oh.
I don't know if that makes it more interesting.
Sure.
So I moved to Valencia. This is a safer area. And I had teenagers. These kids did not believe me how important it is in that even in a safe area, you still need to lock the doors for the car and the garage and the house.
Right.
So we went through a period of maybe 2 months where people would just come, and if we left the car unlocked, they just move things. Like, you maybe would have sunglasses in a sunglasses spot, and they move them onto the front dash. Or they'd open the garage, and, like, you know that there was laundry inside of the dryer, but they put it on top of the dryer. Like, weird little tiny things.
I gotta tell you, I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's interesting as hell and very odd.
I sort of love that.
Yeah.
Like, why would they do that?
They're pretending to be a poltergeist. They're practicing for when they're a ghost, and they want to be a poltergeist.
Well, at first I thought maybe my kids were messing with me.
Yeah, that sounds kind of.
I would be like yelling at them, like, you see, people are messing with us. We got to knock everything up. And they thought it was crazy. But seriously, it came down to they weren't doing it. I wasn't doing it. It was complete strangers doing it.
Wow.
We found that on the camera later.
Oh, so, you found them.
That's so
nice.
Terrible.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
I like that.
Thanks for calling.
That's really bizarre.
KLOS, hello.
People
somebody
are crazy.
Somebody broke into your house?
My front door was open, but I was at it over some of the neighbors, and somebody came in and stole my whole top drawer of underwear. Just took my whole underwear drawer and my bikini that was on top.
I'm sorry, do you want those back?
I know. How long have you been using them?
I got one on my head right now.
He's wearing it right now.
Yep.
No, I don't want that one.
You're a wise lady.
I can answer that. You don't want it.
Nope. Thanks for calling. KLOS, you got broken into?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How are you guys doing today?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Well, not so much my house, but my car got busted into while I was playing around the golf. And they didn't take anything from my car. They just straight bashed in my windows.
The funny thing is,
I had something very important in the back seat. They looked at it, they saw it, and left it there.
What was it?
I can't disclose that right now. But
drugs.
Did you have drugs back there, sir?
Was it a machine gun?
Maybe. Hey, and you know what I think they should do to the Astros? They should make them wear cowbells and walk around their stadium doing the shame walk.
Shame! Great idea. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
I was looking on the internet and I found a whole bunch of people who the topic is strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, okay.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, you said that in stereo.
And I have two. One is a New Year's Eve party.
Oh man, of course that gets bananas.
And Ralph Garman.
Oh, we're going to call him? We should call him.
With his girlfriend.
You know, we haven't talked to him yet. We've talked to a lot of people that sound strangely like him.
True.
But not him yet.
With his girlfriend in our bathroom.
Oh, in your bathroom.
Yeah, we had to burn it down. But the funniest one, and I still to this day don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was at a party at Bean's house.
Right.
Donna, his wife, has great taste. So
yes,
their house is amazing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, she's basically a fashion diva, really.
So it's like, it's one of those houses that's a little too nice.
Sure.
I don't really feel comfortable because it doesn't look like it's quite lived in.
Yes. It's more like someone's going to come in and film for Architectural Digest.
Well, I think it was like a housewarming party, so I think everything was relatively new.
Okay.
Now, I'm a huge fan of
trashing the joint.
Don't poop at work.
Oh my God, no.
Take care of that at home. Right.
Poop at home, people.
Every once in a while, you don't have a choice.
Nope. Like every day. I mean, every once in a while.
So I decided that
you were going to poop at the party?
Yes.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I didn't really have a choice.
You're a party pooper.
Yes, I am.
What?
But I thought, in my infinite wisdom, I would not use the downstairs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I go upstairs.
Yeah, the houses I've been in of Beans, a couple of them, are massive. They are huge. So at least you had a few choices.
So I go upstairs, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I won't be discovered this way.
Well, of course, Ralph was in there with his girlfriend.
No, that was a different one.
Oh, okay.
Totally different party. So I
sit down to do your business.
Yes.
Noodles, are there any spiders involved?
No.
Good.
But I clogged the toilet.
No, I was wondering if that's what you were going to say.
Now, my response to that, to this day, bothers me somewhat. And I also don't know what I was thinking. I think I just panicked.
Were you drunk? You're at a party.
No, at Bean's house, no.
Here, have some Kool-Aid.
Nope.
Okay.
But my response was, and I'm not saying this as a joke, I literally ran out of the house.
You just left?
Yes.
I
ran down the stairs, out the front door.
Did it spill over on the floor when you flushed?
No, but it was super close.
It was right at the top. Next time it flushed, it was going to go over. Was there a plunger?
Actually,
Uh-oh.
Honestly, actually, no, there was no plunger. I looked.
Okay.
Actually, well, I don't know that it didn't.
Yeah.
Because I ran. Because
you ran immediately. As soon as it started filling up. That was my response,
and I don't know.
Was this a really full bowl?
Yes. And my response was run.
This is your coworker. Yes, how many years had been? Yeah,
you, it'd probably been 12 years.
Yeah, because back to Phoenix. I mean, that's maybe eight, nine years. Yeah, that's still plenty of time.
Yeah.
How long before you fessed up that you were the party pooper?
I fessed up, I believe, on his last day.
You're kidding!
No.
You didn't say it before.
Nope.
Love you.
I was that's too embarrassed.
Amazing.
That's not amazing.
A secret that
no,
long.
That's awful.
No, it's hilarious.
It's not
and
hilarious.
On his last
when
day,
when it's you, it's not hilarious.
By the way, buddy,
just so you know,
do you remember like 12,
remember that
22
we had?
Years ago?
Yeah. So that happened.
I heard your his last day. I don't remember. I must have missed that. That's
maybe
hilarious.
It was his last day, but I know that it was.
Yeah, it was in there.
It was in the last
that's
maybe
so
year.
So awesome! No, that's something to be proud of. To
no.
stand up. Let's call him at home right now and remind him of that moment.
No, why would I run?
You know who would be really?
He's my partner. Why would I run?
Because that's you.
But why wouldn't I say, hey,
no, you know.
I just ruined your upstairs. Why wouldn't I make a joke or...
I don't know.
Ask for a plunger?
You had a minute to think about it. Have you come up with any kind of...
I just
what
panicked.
What was I thinking?
I panicked and I ran. And I got in my car and I drove away as fast as I could. Why? I don't have
and
any idea.
And did he not ask you then? Of course, you know, when this
no.
business, there's so many weirdos and we yes. just all take off.
And there were a lot of people at his house, so
yeah.
it wasn't necessarily me.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did he bring it up?
No.
He didn't mention that someone had clogged his turlet.
Nope. So that's...
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
That's a little embarrassing.
That's a great story.
That's not a great story. Not if you're the one that's... clogging the
and
toilet.
Especially you waited all those years.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Good luck eating that one.
Here's a list mm-hmm. of other people, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Strange things that happened at your house. A guest that was there visiting for a few hours mm-hmm. cut their toenails in my living room. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, I'm the wrong guy to judge because of the story I just told.
So they're sitting there talking, chatting away, and just cutting their toenails.
Yes.
Ugh. Get out.
Someone stole my winter hoodies and antidepressants.
Okay. Well,
that's a weird thing to steal.
Half of that I can see, for sure.
My son's middle school friend opened all the yogurts in my refrigerator, didn't eat them, just opened up the tinfoil lids.
I wonder what this one is.
All of them.
I wonder what this one is.
Oh, no, they say on the outside what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. he's just really dumb.
I don't know.
What does it smell like?
So 818-955-KLOS if you have a strangest thing that ever happened in your house from a guest. Call now. Just got a text from my friend Marin who says, you ran out of Bean's house? And I said, yep. One of the most embarrassing things in my
Instead
life.
Instead of telling him you had just clogged his upstairs toilet.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
In his brand new house.
There's a lot wrong with me.
Well, whatever, man. I kind of get it. I sort of do.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my girlfriend came over when we were little. She stabbed our chair.
She what?
She stabbed our chair with a knife, the kitchen chair.
Why?
Why did she do that?
I have no idea. She came over to get me to walk to school. We were like in first grade. It was crazy. I don't know.
You know, actually,
awesome.
Speaking of first grade.
I love your friend.
Yeah, my friend in first grade stole a Christmas light that I had.
Really?
Yeah, and I showed up. I always went to his house after school, and I saw it in his bedroom. And I'm like, dude, that's my light. And he's like, nope. I'm like, come on, it's a weird shape. Yeah.
That's super weird.
Yeah, so of course I took it back, and he didn't say anything about it.
But did he stab it?
Yeah. No, fortunately not.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello. Strange things guests did to your house.
Especially in first grade.
Well, it's not my house, but this is a little long story, but you're going to like it.
All right.
You got a second?
Yep.
All right. So my friend and I look a lot alike, and so did our wives back then. We got drunk. Went into about 1 a.m. and he passed out and I went into the wrong room. And the wives are very similar, so I knocked one out. And then when it came to, me and his wife looked at each other like, oh, and got out of there, right?
I so doubt this.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I doubt this too.
Yeah, I think that you both knew what you were doing, and you were pretending. No, liar.
It was my first time at that house. I thought I was going into the right room with my wife.
No, you're still trying to tell the story because your friend is still
then
mad at you.
Nine months later.
Oh, no.
Yeah, your dad, your baby. All right. That's too
good. Yeah, we don't believe you.
That's too
good. Thank you. That was beautiful.
It's too good. Yes, but no.
It's always that way. You have a story.
It wasn't mine.
Oh, it wasn't yours. It was someone else's.
But we still mess with my friend saying, hey, yeah. Oh, it's, how's your wife and my kid?
I'm still not buying it. I love it. I want to buy it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. Your guest story. Corey Taylor. Samantha's gone. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo just told a story about pooping in somebody's bathroom and then running out and leaving in his car.
It was a brand new house, and I was kind of nervous.
So it's the strangest thing a guest did in your house. KLOS, you have
one? I had a friend of mine over at my house, and after they left, I went to go make a sandwich, and I had watered-down mayonnaise. Sorry.
What?
That's the weirdest thing.
Why did you have watered-down mayonnaise?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why. It's just weird.
Okay. They watered down your mayonnaise? They poured water into your mayonnaise jar?
Exactly, yes.
Is this a euphemism that I'm totally missing?
Right.
I don't understand why people would do that either, but that's big.
Oh, look at this. She's going to hate this. Mayonnaise is not going to be very, very, very thick, and it's going to be watered down. I'm making a note. That sounds funny.
Yeah, I think we'll do it.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. That's odd.
Do you poop out at parties?
Right. That's embarrassing. I would hate to be that guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house. You have one?
So this is actually at my mom's house, and I did it.
Okay.
Me and my brother went over to my mom's house for 4th of July 3 years ago, and he brought over a girl that he had had a crush on forever and he was trying to get with.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her ended up hooking up in the bathroom. About a week later, I came over just to visit my mom, and my brother's in the bathroom fixing the sink. Her ass was so big that it actually broke the sink. And I still mess with him to this day.
Wow.
But did you tell him how the sink got broken?
Yeah, well, right after he fixed it, I pulled him back into one of the spare bedrooms at my mom's house and said, dude, you do realize that was the girl's name. I'm not going to throw her in blast like that.
I mean, give her first name.
Last name, Social Security.
Just first name.
Yeah.
What's her first name? Just her
Jenny.
First name.
I'll go with Jenny.
Oh, Jenny was a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
Sorry, I apologize for that right now. KLOS, hello.
I was at a friend's party, and I got a little bit too drunk, and they broke his toilet. The only way I can describe breaking his toilet is like those robbery movies where they're stealing a diamond, and it's like a little piece, circular out.
Right.
Exactly like that. Just punched it right out of the bowl, and I got out of there, too.
You did? You ran like I did?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're not alone.
I thought I was the only one.
You're not alone.
Oh, I'm so happy. One of me.
One of me.
But I got caught.
Oh.
Oh, well, you're not as good as
Kevin
me.
Kevin got away with it for 22 years.
I got away with it.
Oh, I got caught.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I know we're going to talk about it later, but I'm very excited. Billy Idol was one of the first people I saw plan a show for this year, 2021.
Sweet.
In October in Vegas, but just to see that starting to happen, and then with the new CDC guidelines, we'll talk about later today.
Very exciting.
Yeah, things starting to fall into place. Very cool.
Remember when I was telling you the story about the girl that had the tattoo, tramp stamp, right there? And she was a huge fan of the band Bush and Gavin Rossdale.
And which should have been in the other side then, really.
Sure.
Instead of a tramp stamp.
That's not the point.
Location. Oh, okay. Right, okay.
The point is...
Oh, yeah, yes.
She spelled it Galvin. And that made me laugh.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Made Gavin laugh.
Oh, I was going to say, yes. I didn't know if you told him or not.
Oh, no, we did it on the air.
Oh, nice.
We were like, oh, what's your name? Yeah, you're a huge fan? Yeah, what kind of tattoo do you have? Turn around and show him.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's beautiful. And Galvin had a good laugh. Huh?
Galvin did. He really enjoyed it. there's a lot of people who have music tattoos because music is really important in your life.
Yep.
So we're looking for obscure music tattoos.
You know, it's funny. I just went to search to see what the most popular music tattoo is. You know, you can't find anything on Google necessarily now because it's all ads instead of actual. Here's Joe Blow's list that he went out and compiled. But the one I know I've seen the most, at least here in Southern California, I think, music tattoo is Sublime. I've seen so many Sublime tattoos. And I don't know if, like, you go east of Barstow or whatever, you see as many anymore out there in the rest of the world. But
I'm not a huge Miley Cyrus fan. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have an obscure music tattoo.
Yeah, or one that you wish you hadn't gotten now.
Yeah, sure.
Or it was misspelled, like Galvin Bush.
All of the above.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus, not a huge fan, but she got a tattoo after breaking up with her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And the tattoo is lyrics on her arm.
Uh-oh.
And she performed on the MTV VMAs, and you could see the tattoo on her arm, and it comes from an obscure Pixies B-side.
Yes! I love the Pixies. That's my favorite band
on
the planet.
Strange, right?
Yeah.
The Thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is the name of it.
Right.
It's, she got, my head was feeling scared, but my heart was feeling free.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Good for her.
But also,
Miley, I love you now.
Also obscure because a lot of people probably don't know that lyric.
No way. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that was surprising.
Yeah. Well, good for her. That's
cool. So 818-955-KLOS. If you have an obscure music tattoo, call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about you have obscure music tattoos. KLOS, hello, you have some?
I have tons of them.
Oh, tons. All right. What's your favorite?
My Violent Femmes and then my David Bowie.
Nice. You just have their names? Faces?
No. So for the Violent Femmes, I have Crazy, Crazy, Crazy off the song Crazy from Violent Femmes.
Sure.
And then I have, for David Bowie, I have a skull with a Ziggy Stardust across it.
Ah, very cool.
The lightning bolt across it.
Did you ever run into Bowie or Gordon Gano of the Femmes? Have they seen your tap?
No.
Yeah.
No, never.
Not a lot of people run into Bowie.
No, it doesn't happen very often.
Ran into Bowie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
I do. I have Cokie the Clown.
Cokie?
Cokie the Clown. Fat Mike from No Effect.
Okay.
Got
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And do
cool.
you have to explain it to people? Is it someplace they can see it?
Well, it's on my calf, and I have very big calves, so they always think that it's an ICP tattoo because they don't know Cokie the Clown.
Oh, that's
funny.
But
they know No Effect.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, it's ICP. I'm like, no.
How dare you?
Has nothing to do with Insane Clown Posse. Get away from me.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? So you guys want to hear my tattoos?
Yeah. Obscure music tattoos.
Are you guys familiar with the punk rock band Discharge?
Nope.
I am not.
Discharge, no.
All right, so I got a big old Discharge tattoo in the front of my leg. And then on the back of my leg, I'm toxico, which means toxic. So whenever girls see that, they're like, oh, you're a toxic guy, huh?
Yeah, and I would think if you go into the Army, you've already got discharge on you, so you should be able to get right back out. That would be nice. Hey, thanks for calling in, Matt. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about your music touch.
Royal Blood on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin.
Money.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We do have $5,500 in our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Money.
But first, we're taking calls about obscure music tattoos. You have one?
Many?
I have a social distortion tattoo on my thigh.
Is it the skeleton?
Yeah, with a martini drink and a cigarette.
Yeah. Nice.
I got one of those.
Love nice. It. That's
I love that.
Cool.
How many times do you have to explain what it is?
How many what?
How many times do you have to explain what that tattoo means?
Nobody knows what it is because it's like 20 years ago.
Wow.
Nobody knows
on,
in
even
Southern
in,
California?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's awful. That's wrong.
I thought you were going to say, occasionally.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I don't drink martinis. And I don't smoke either.
That's irrelevant.
It's time to start both, young man.
I'm starting a little late. I'll give it a good shot, though.
Well, right on. Thanks for calling, Mike Ness. You take care.
Thanks a lot.
Right on.
I lost about $120 to Mike Ness before one of the Acoustic Christmases.
Oh, why? Really?
Playing cards. And
oh, really?
A game I didn't really know.
Nice. I was the drunkest I've ever been when I had to interview someone when I talked to him the first time. Oh, my God. I was wasted.
KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
Hey, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
I know. Why don't we shut up already?
Sorry about that.
Just go ahead. Keep going. Don't even act like we're here. Nobody's listening. You know,
it's a good point.
Well, you are on from Poughkeepsie or whatever they say, like on one of those talk shows.
Hey, a side note real quick about not about the tattoo, but I won $500 from the 1 second of rock.
Right.
Nonstop rock. And I wanted to let you guys know that I got the check.
Wow, so that's shocking.
I wanted to say thank you very much, one, and also to contribute to the show today. Yeah, I do have a tattoo. It's on my calf, and Prince Purple Rain.
Oh, wow.
If you bought the album, it was the album sleeve.
Right.
And if you bought the CD, it was inside the booklet of the CD. It's the face of the lady, and it's not really a face. It's just eyes and
that's cool.
A little nose and lips.
So
yeah,
very
only
arty.
Four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only four people have ever been able to tell me I know where that's from.
Only four.
Only four.
That's pretty
amazing.
Four
people
have seen the tattoo and said, "I know where that's from."
I bet I know one person who would for sure know Kat Corbett. She'd be like, sure. "Oh yeah, I know Prince." Right on, thanks, man. Hey, it's KLOS. Do you have a obscure music tattoo?
I've got the logo from Faster Pussycat, the cat.
Nice.
I like it. Where is it?
First album. Yeah, yeah,
that's cool.
Right on my forearm.
Has anybody ever come up and written kill kill underneath it? Faster Pussycat, kill kill.
Not yet. I'm waiting. Waiting.
Right on. All right. Thanks for calling, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $5,500 and our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up in minutes.
Damn.
First, we're talking about obscure music tattoos. You have one, sir?
Everyone's heard of Black Flag, right?
Sure. Of course.
So when I was 13, I got a Black Flag tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it with like a homemade gun.
Excellent. You did it yourself. Good.
No, this guy did it.
Oh, it's the safest, yeah.
He just messed it up right away.
So it's more of a blue flag.
So I knew this guy, older guy that worked at...
I'm sorry. How do you mess up a black flag? It's just four bars.
That seems relatively easy.
That seems like the easiest tattoo ever. Although very cool that you got it when you were 13.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that a dog I hear?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your dog's name? Down boy.
I got three. Chrome, Mister.
Do you need some help?
Do any of them have tattoos? By the way, I think we should mention that when Stu was in here a few minutes ago, we played that clip for him that he had created. He didn't know what
he
it
didn't
was
know
either.
It.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
I don't know if that says more about the contest or him.
Probably him.
Yeah. Let's talk about the dude that plays Enter Sandman backwards.
Yeah, Stu sent this to me the other day, and I started watching it right away, and I'm like, what the hell? Because you can tell, in the video especially, that this guy has recorded the song in its entirety, singing it, playing it backwards.
Yes.
But then he flipped it around and played it forward.
So as he's going forward, it sounds terrible because he's actually performing it backwards.
Backwards, yes.
But then when they flip it around and play it backwards, it actually sounds pretty good.
And it's kind of crazy timing because it was on this day in rock in 1982 that the California Consumer Protection Agency or some stuff had to sit and listen to experts saying that Stairway to Heaven was an intentional devil song.
Oh, dear Lord.
Out to get out everybody. It had been recorded backwards and blah, blah, blah on this day today. So
wow.
Seems kind of appropriate to play this guy. It's
all
so
right,
weird.
So this guy is named Rob. And at first, this is him playing forward, but it'll sound backward because he's playing the song backwards.
And it'll sound like crap.
Yes.
There you go.
Hey, we're Fire Force.
So is that...
That's him playing forward.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing that on purpose.
Yes.
Forward.
I think there are a few more of those.
It's a weird talent to have.
Yes. Okay, that's also forwards.
Yes, he's doing that forward. It's not being played backwards right now. Yes.
He's doing it forward, but he's performing the song backwards.
Yes.
And then I think this is a little guitar solo that he also did backwards.
Well, things people have done in lockdown.
Not really a guitar solo. Maybe the next one is.
Yeah. So just go to it? Okay.
So
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, when we get bored with our 1 second of nonstop rock contest, this could be a good contest.
Rob Scallon can just do songs for us?
Yes.
All right. Now he flips it backwards, so everything that you're watching in the video is moving backwards.
Yes, he's moved. He's done everything backwards, even for the video. He's got like a bunch of popcorn dropping on him, but it'll go up. He's playing with a silly string that'll catch fire if you catch
him. So now the video is backwards,
but it's all moving forward,
and it sounds good.
Yes,
listen
check
to this
out. This is awesome.
The backward part, and now
I was like, that sucks. There you go.
How do you figure all this out?
Right? Your brain must be wired weird to be
crazy.
Able to do this.
So he's playing all the instruments, played them backwards. The video now that we're listening to is forward.
I mean, Jimi Hendrix did it.
Yeah.
The White Stripes have done it. But this is the entire song.
This is made three.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the entire song with the solo.
Yeah, yeah.
Not guitar just solo.
I love those drum hits backwards.
They sound super weird, don't they?
Sounds like a Beatles song. But wait till he gets to the lyrics, because he does sing.
He sings it backwards as well.
See our friends, it's the one. Don't forget my son. Don't include everyone.
That is awesome.
Now let me win while we thin. Keep your feet on sin. Silver sand, yeah, he
runs. It's like Twin Peaks. We're watching Twin Peaks.
Satan right loves you. He's doing
ripping your pillow ties.
He's doing all of the singing.
That's really impressive, man. That's really we gotta post this video. We'll tweet it.
Yes,
at Kevin and Slug O.
Kevin and Sluggo.
I can never say it. I'll never
just
be able to
at
say
Kevin
it.
And Sluggo. You know what it is? It's at.
Right.
And then my name and then your name.
Yeah. It's really hard.
That's how it works.
Can't do it.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
But another band that did it, White Stripes. Hats off to him, though. That was really impressive.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. Scale of us. They distorted their guitars there at the end. They should be more careful.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey.
I asked you earlier today off the air if maybe it was on the air. I don't remember.
Who knows?
It's an hour ago. if you've ever gotten a massage.
Right.
I was very surprised by your answer.
Yes. Many times. For a while I was going twice a week. I never felt better in my life.
Really?
I found this woman who was basically doing, you know, Swedish massage, which is what I like. But then she's like, let me do some Thai. And then finally she said, let me walk on your back. And she was so little, and I'd always wanted someone to do that.
Why?
Because it just seems like it would feel really good. It's so much pressure pushing down on you in specific places. And you can use your toes and, you know, really get in and dig in. I mean, I understand that. I get it.
That's gross. You know? I don't really want
to
feed on me.
Filthy. No.
She had hair all over her feet.
She was great.
You seem like a guy who would hate.
Yeah.
That kind of contact with anyone.
Very much anti-me.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird. I think it's because I'm going to be in and out in 90 minutes, and I will not see this person again, and we're paying cash, and it's something going on. I mean, you know.
It's a business transaction.
Yeah. But if it's just someone on the street, no.
There is a NFL quarterback named Deshaun Watson, and he has a weird, weird group of people. He has like 24 people that are accusing him of trying to get sexual favors.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Right.
While getting a massage. And like
that's so lame.
And then like 18 others came out and said, oh no, we've massaged him and he was fine.
Maybe he just wasn't into them.
I don't know.
Of all the times I went, I only had one person suggest, hey, you know, let me know what you would like. It was in Vegas, actually.
Really?
He had a proper casino. And I'm like, no, that's...
It was at a
casino?
I'll
go somewhere. I'll go to the chicken ranch if I'm looking.
Which casino?
Honestly, I don't remember. Yeah, you're writing it down.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, you like massages, right?
I do. It was since I hurt my back, yes.
Yeah.
It's really helpful.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine being a masseuse or a masseur.
No, that's got to be a bad job, especially when people coming on to you. So is this guy, I mean, is this really, do you think this is happening?
It's not one of those things where I can tell.
Right, sure.
Because there's people on both sides.
Yeah,
who knows? I don't want to get to the bottom of that, but I do want to get to the bottom of what kind of a life choice that is and how much that must suck.
Yeah, well, I mean, because I could almost see, I'm really good at giving massages. Actually,
what
I could see doing that.
What have you done with Sluggo?
I don't know. I guess when you remove normal personal contact, it doesn't bother me or something. I don't
know.
That's
so weird.
It is sort of weird. Yeah,
it has to be annoying though, because let's be honest,
it's gotta be rough.
Any job where you handle people is annoying.
Yeah,
because people can be super annoying.
Yeah,
even if you're sell it retail or whatever.
Right.
People are annoying.
And if you work at one of these places, you can't say, no, I ain't going to do this person. They're
probably
out of here.
Right.
I wouldn't think so. I've never asked. I mean, I've had lots of them turn me down. No, get out. You're disgusting. I do think that. I'm like, how can you possibly want to? That's crazy.
Do you tip them bigger?
I do. Yeah, I tip everybody.
This is my tip. Yeah. This is for me being ugly. Yeah. This is for me.
Here's for the smell today. Sorry about that. I did bathe, but I don't know what happened. It's just...
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. It can't be.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a great profession.
Oh, yeah.
Helps people
feel
better.
Very necessary. Yeah.
But when you're talking about people who are basically nude under a sheet...
Oh, wait, there's supposed to be a sheet?
That kind of thing.
Get a sheet out of here.
Necessarily go well.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
So 818-955-KLOS.
818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about masseuses and what it must be like to get a massage, what it must be like to give massages.
Yeah, to have that particular job. I've gotten plenty. You've had plenty.
But
what is it like to actually, all right, lay down on the table after you strip naked, and I'm going to put my hands on you, and I'm going to make you feel better.
KLOS, you had one of those?
Yeah, I had a great massage story, and it's not naughty or anything like that.
All right, tell me.
I was a framer back in the 90s, and I had really had a hard week, and I had never gone to a massage before. And you hear all the stories, and I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for a good massage.
Right.
And I could give you the name of the place, but it had to do with massage masters and stuff.
Okay.
They were professional. They sounded like a professional massage place. And so I went in there, and there were these cute girls, at the front desk and everything. And I was like, oh, cool, one of them might be giving me my massage and everything. And so I went in, and they legitimately, took a shower, got in a robe, laid down on the table, and I waited. And then this big, super strong-looking manic.
Oh, man, they sent in a ringer. They sent in a guy.
Bald hair comes walking in, and I'm like, oh, crap. And so he starts giving me a massage, and I'm like, oh, my God, it was the best massage ever. I could feel like he could find these little chunks of, poison
knots,
stuff in my muscles. And he was breaking them loose and everything. And I literally got nauseous from all the chemicals that he had
put. Oh, yeah, that can happen, especially your first one. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I didn't get sick, but I got really nauseous and dizzy and everything. Yeah. I mean, all I can say is, hands down, it was the best massage I've ever had in my life.
Did you start dating him?
It was great. What?
Nothing?
Right on. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hey, we're looking for masseuses. Are you a masseuse?
I'm actually, they call us massage therapists.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes.
I did not know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I've been a massage therapist for about 13 years, and I've had some pretty interesting things happen to me in the past. Nothing really sexual, but had an old lady take just a giant dookie on my table.
Oh, man, really? How did you handle that situation?
She just all over the place, and she was like SPDing the whole hour, silent but deadly.
Oh, and,
see, I quit my job.
Yeah,
I quit my job right then.
Uh-huh.
I turned her over face up, and she was just like, uh-oh. And I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
She was like, uh-oh.
No.
And I'm like, I said, what just happened?
No.
She said, I pooped. And I'm like, you pooped? And she's like, yep.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, just now?
This is the worst story ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God.
And you, but wait, this, how long ago was this? And you kept going.
This was like 8 years ago. And
wait,
I'm,
wow. Did you finish?
I kept at it. Oh, you know what? I couldn't. I had to tell her to get up and go, and yeah. it was going down her leg.
Oh, her okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks
though.
For calling.
Wow, but she kept on trucking with the job. That's impressive.
I didn't think there would be anything that bad. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You watching Shark Week? You a fan of that?
No,
I love it.
Oh, yeah?
I love it so much.
What, explain Shark Week to those of us who don't watch.
I mean, it's just they do all kinds of things with sharks, all kinds of experiments. Mm-hmm. And they
experiments?
Yes.
Like they cut them open? And,
no, they get into the water with sharks and they try stuff, and it's fascinating.
Would you
sharks
ever,
are fascinating.
A cage goes in water.
Yes.
You go in cage. Shark in water. Have you ever done that?
No,
would you
but
do
I
that?
Would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
Will you put you in a cage?
Yeah.
I think we have a future promotion. Wendy!
Listen to this.
Chief Fries!
Sorry. Listen to this. Shark advocates call for rebranding of violent attacks by sharks as, quote, interactions.
That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the word attack.
So if I get bitten by a shark, if I get by a shark.
They do bite your leg and rip
yes.
it. Yes, that happens.
Then I'm supposed to say, a what? It was a what?
It is an interaction.
You and I are enjoying verbal intercourse right now, Kevin. That's an interaction.
Interaction.
Nope.
They're saying that the majestic predatory fish has been unfairly stigmatized as a deliberate killer.
Let's go and ask everyone that's ever been bitten if they
I don't
agree.
Care if it's deliberate. Are they attacking me?
Yes.
I'm going to call it an attack.
Well, of course it's deliberate. They're like, oh, look, tasty morsel. Let's have a bit.
This, of course, seems ridiculous. So I lined up an expert for us to talk to, if you don't mind. On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Mark Stanley Price, who is a senior research fellow from the University of Oxford.
Sir, I don't want to be rude, but what?
No, you're absolutely right. The way you've described the unfair stigmatization of these animals is quite unfair. And so we do everything we can in the wildlife conservation community to try to change the lexicon, get the people to stop referring to these animals who are just acting on their natural behaviors as attacks or killers in some way.
But what if they attack and or kill?
Well, they're not attacking. They're simply interacting with another creature, and they're following through on their natural behavior. It's quite natural, and there's no ill intent behind it.
No ill intent. They're going to tear you to pieces and eat you.
They rip your leg off. What are you talking about?
They're going to bite you in half if they can. That's an attack.
You have to keep in mind, in that moment, you're simply a food source for the animal.
Okay.
That's fine, but
okay.
Why make it friendly? Why try to turn it into something nice? Why? I don't understand.
It'd be like calling you a killer because you're eating a ham sandwich.
Oh,
well, that's fair enough. I mean, meat is murder, as Morrissey taught us.
And so what we're trying to do is get people to change the way they describe many different interactions with animals around the world.
Oh, I
For
see.
For example, dog bites.
Mm-hmm.
The dog attack. Look at the poor dogs that have been stigmatized like... German Shepherds and pit bulls. Yes.
Right.
So now we'd like people to refer to them as canine jaw hugs.
A canine jaw hug.
Yes. Instead of a dog attack, we'd like to call those canine jaw hugs now.
Okay.
A swarm of bees that stings one to death.
Mm-hmm.
That is an unfortunate term. We'd like now to change to Appian group acupuncture.
If I could spell it,
I don't feel like I can even remember that in the case of a bee sting.
You'll get used to it, I'm sure, like you will with a cattle stampede, which destroys the property and causes the death.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle are simply acting naturally, so we refer to them as bovine track meats.
That implies that one of them might actually win. Is that possible? Are we going to go to that level eventually?
Yes, whoever's the head of the stampede, I think you have to declare him the winner. Also, a bear attack. Again, a bear attack, the bear's not attacking. It's simply reacting to its natural behavior. So we call bear attacks, when they maul a camper, non-consensual organ realignment.
All right, that one I can get behind.
Are you having any luck with any of these?
Yes, in fact, we're now getting people in India to refer to snake bites as unrequested venom donations.
I'd like to call you on that fact.
Or feng shui. We're not sure which one.
Feng shui. Oh, my God.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. On the way, we have our 1 second of nonstop rock worth $3,000 before five. Also, President Obama talks UFOs coming up in a second. First, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Sluggo, but it's horny time.
What? It is? Sweet.
Horny time.
Dude, it's always horny time. Horny time.
This is a female who wrote this article about it being horny time. It's an actual thing. She says, do me a favor and think about how you feel right now. Sun's out, guns out. You got your favorite.
You say that again.
Sun's out, guns out.
She wrote that?
Yep.
I love her.
You got your favorite loose cottons on. When you look around you, does something, perhaps someone, catch your eye? Are you feeling yourself on a more acute level than you're usually feeling yourself?
Excuse me?
Is there a constant tingle in your nether regions?
Yes. Always, 24/7.
Was your friend, who wasn't hot, all of a sudden very hot and appealing to you?
Is this written to 14-year-old?
Guess what, friends? It's horny time. That's what she said. She refers to the period of time between early spring and late spring where everyone everywhere wants to F a lot.
See,
that's what she says.
In the 1800s, they said it nicely, when a young man's fancy turns to romance.
Yes. Well, apparently there's a very short amount of time that it actually happens.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you got to get it on quick.
The horny time is serious, she says. You've emerged from winter. You were wearing a lot of clothes, and now you're wearing fewer clothes.
Especially here in L.A. It was a cold winter.
You are absorbing the vitamin D. Yes, you are.
Is that what that's called?
The horny time is short-lived and a fleeting phenomenon, she says.
Yeah, I think I lost mine when I was in my teens, yeah. Oh, you mean every
year? She says everyone is.
Every year.
For a brief few weeks, everyone is. Uh-huh. So that should include you. Clean and not sweaty and fresh-faced. We get haircuts and manicures.
Do we?
We take cool showers.
Do we? Have you ever taken a cold shower? Has that ever worked for you at all?
I have when I'm incredibly hot.
You've tried, not incredibly hot. Down.
No, when I'm overheated.
But not when you're incredibly hot. Right.
That's ridiculous. We've spring cleaned our apartments. We're eager to connect again to other members of human species.
No, we're not. She's not talking to me, I guess.
She is.
All. Yeah, is she?
She's saying, here are some things to do when it's horny time. Talk to lots of people. Don't be shy.
Yeah, well, no problem.
Wear loose clothing.
No, I won't make anyone sick.
Bring protection wherever you go.
Always. Don't. Never do.
I wear three. Just take one off.
Nice.
It's light as hell. Bring protection wherever you go. Sunscreen and water bottles are your friends.
What? How does that make you get some?
Be open to new experiences. The horny time demands it. The horny time demands it.
She should be in a really deep voice. The horny time demands it.
So apparently it's horny time. Who knew?
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
I'm happy about that.
I was not aware.
No. Happy horny time.
Right.
Is this a Hallmark card for that?
I hope so.
A couple from Jimmy on a 2 for Tuesday.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And just to clarify what we're about to say, we love Reply All.
Oh, man. Reply
Is that
all.
What we're saying?
Yes, fully. Please, always hit reply all. Never just to the sender. Ever. Why would you do that? I just literally got another one 35 seconds ago. Yeah.
Sluggo's been on a rant. And he's going to take someone out.
Yep.
I think.
Yep. Going down.
So when you're on an email that has 25, 30 other people.
Yeah.
For the most part, you don't need to hit reply all.
Yep.
For the most part, most people do.
Yes. Why is that?
I don't know.
I mean, you get something's going on at work and they send out a thing. Hey, this is a really cool thing, isn't it? And everybody has to reply. Why do we all need to see the replies? Or like you were just saying the other day, some family, groups, chains get pretty crazy and filled up. And, grandma says, hello. Oh, yep. I'm not sure how to work this. Here's some of the responses I've got. I deleted about 22 of them yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredibly massive is the one that just came in. Another W to the column. Keep going, fellas. I mean, I'm glad that they're happy. It's nice.
Look, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
If they're saying, who can do something.
Right.
To everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sort of understand that you're going to let them know that you're in.
Yes.
And let everybody else know that you're in. That makes sense.
I guess.
They just sent like a video recap of something, and this is everybody responding with almost all the same responses.
Pretty much. We got a huge win with 3 exclamation points followed by let's go and 5 exclamation points. Yeah. A-Y-E-E-E-E-E exclamation point. I don't even know what that means. I guess. And
to everyone. These are to everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
Followed by send for my iPhone, which is very important to note, of course. Killer job legends. That is what I'm talking about, someone said.
No one needs that one.
And there was one good one. I do like this one.
Okay.
GTFO. So, I mean, you know, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right.
But I
at
mean,
least it was almost entertaining.
Right. That's even more when it's mundane, though. And you're not even part of it. Like, and everybody's had that problem. You're not even part of
this
it.
This is how to handle it. I've solved very few problems in my life. This one I've solved.
Yeah.
Used to get reply all.
Sure.
And used to reply all, but it was a complete joke.
Right.
And then reply all by the company got shut off.
Ah, see, there you go.
Because of me.
Nice.
So here's what you need to do.
Yeah, what do you do to make that stop?
We all at the other station I worked at got an email that said at 10:15 today, we're checking out our fire alarm. There's no fire. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So I replied all and I said at 10:14, I'm setting a real fire. And that was it.
No more reply all.
And then the guy who wrote the email, Scott, changed that, and you could never reply all, which was heaven.
Well done, sir.
So that's what I'm saying is
you
need
to send something really inappropriate.
Yes.
I'm okay with it. Okay. All right, let's compose an email.